AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Lobbying efforts continue on Capitol Hill to get the vote secured for the potential nomination of President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary. Our Jennifer King reports on the public's view.
As cabinet nominees face scrutiny on Capitol Hill, Americans have doubts about some of President-elect Donald Trump's choices. A new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center, finds only about 2 in 10 approve of Pete Hegseth, Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense. 3 in 10 disapprove. And Americans were slightly less likely to disapprove of Tulsi Gabbard, who is Trump's pick for intelligence chief. Jennifer King, Washington.
Canadian authorities are taking seriously Donald Trump's threat for higher tariffs unless the flow of migrants and drugs across the border is curtailed. But Canada's Border Agency Vice President on CTV says,
Canada is not a significant source of fentanyl in the United States. The vast, vast majority of the fentanyl that, as we understand it, in the United States is coming from Mexico.
French President Emmanuel Macron has named a centrist ally as prime minister to try to quell the country's political crisis. François Bayrou has been a political fixture for decades. Thousands of Syrians are celebrating the ouster of the Assad regime. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
On what's been called Victory Day, Syria's insurgent leader, now referred to as Ahmed al-Sharaa, says Syrians should head to the squares to show their happiness without shooting bullets and scaring people.
More than 3,700 residents have been able to return to their homes in Malibu, California, with calmer winds helping firefighters beat back the Franklin fire. Rough weather in the central U.S., where the Dakotas saw negative numbers. Warming centers were opened in Chicago. Some Stanley stainless steel travel mugs are being recalled. Their lids can shrink, causing burns. This is AP News. Is social media affecting your kids' health?
Nearly half of American teenagers say they are online constantly, despite concerns about the effects of social media and smartphones on their mental health. That's according to a new report published by the Pew Research Center that surveyed just under 1,400 teens between the ages of 13 and 17. YouTube was the single most popular platform teenagers used. 90% said they watch videos on the site. That's down slightly from 95% in 2022. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Geminids meteor shower, which comes from asteroids, will be reaching its peak tonight. One of the last chances to see the fireball streaking across the sky. Up to 15 meteors an hour are expected at peak time. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.